With Preston Jelen from Prior Lake, Minnesota, our interview guest. And first of all, how good did it feel to find the end zone last week in that Golden Gopher game? One, it was a great run, but two, it kind of completes a comeback, right?
Yeah, it was just great to be back on the field and get a team win. Obviously, that was an awesome moment for my family and I, but just always good to get a team win and to be back on the field after a long journey.
Talk me through it detail by detail. So you're standing in the backfield. I don't know what the play call was. I'm assuming you thought there'd be a good chance you'd get the ball. What'd you see? And walk me through it bit by bit.
It was 3rd and 3. Coach Soraka made a check, and the O-line and Jameson Gears made an amazing dent on the shelf, which allowed me to get the first down, which was my main goal. And then after that, I just used Coach Burns' teachings with a violent offhand, good knee drive, and then be violent on the sideline and by the pylon. And Ike had a great block in the perimeter, and it was a great overall team play.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun to see. And then your teammates all greeted you because they know what you've been through. How gratifying was that to see all your teammates come and be happy as well?
Oh, it was exciting. It was really fun. And seeing first guys like Newbin and Mariano, Thomas Rush, Tana Moore, and all those guys, Mo, Trey, being there to congratulate me was awesome, and my whole family was down there, and it was a great experience.
It was so fun to watch. Take me back to that day in practice. I remember I was at the practice. I think your parents were at the practice, and you know, 1 minute you're running, and the next minute the injury hits. Your thoughts that day, and then just what a long road to recovery was like, and the decision to, you know what, I'm going to play again.
Yeah, you know, at first all these thoughts go through your mind, like how much effort you put in the off season and all of it. Seems like it goes to waste right at that moment, but start rehabbing and you start building confidence again, and had the surgery, and you know, I love this program, this team so much. It was impossible not to come back, no matter how long the journey would be, and having to have two surgeries with it. But I mean, I don't regret my decision whatsoever. I've had, despite the long journey and despite many hard days, I'm just happy to be back on the field.
In addition to the touchdown, you're a big contributor on special teams, coverage teams, return teams. So you're having an impact. How good does that feel? How rewarding to know that you're not just standing there. You didn't make it back just to watch. You're contributing.
It feels great. And I'm glad that I've earned the trust of Coach Wang and Coach Burns and Coach Fleck again to get back on the field and contribute in any way possible. And like I said, just being back on the field in any way, shape, or form, it would have been it's rewarding no matter what out the outcome.
You're off to a good start as a team, 2-0, lots of yards, defense has been great. How good can this team be, and what's the key to kind of keeping the thing rolling?
I think we can be as good as we want to be. We take every week as its own entity, be 1-0 in this week, the Colorado season, and execute the game plan better than we executed the week before. But also not getting complacent and realizing that anyone in college football can lose to anyone if you're not at your best that day.
I wanted to ask you, P.J. Fleck this week talked about the fact that you are a potential future orthopedic surgeon, and I don't know if the injury had anything to do with, hey, I want to get involved with this, but take me through the thinking there and what the goals are that way.
Yeah, I've had 5 orthopedic surgeries dating back to my freshman year of high school. I've had 3 in college, and that first surgery in high school kind of sparked this interest to go into medicine. And specifically orthopedics. I've also been around and met so many great surgeons that have helped me get back to what I love doing, and I want to be that person for other young athletes or just people who want to get back to doing what they love. And I've been fortunate enough to shadow some of the surgeons who've done my surgeries, and I've learned a lot, and after all these surgeries, they've only reassured that this is what I want to do.
So class load, major, where do you sit that way, and now what's the next step in that process?
Yeah, so I graduated this past May with a degree in human physiology and a minor in chemistry. Right now I'm doing a Carlson program for the medical industry, just to kind of learn about the business side of all of it and just in case I want to open my own practice someday. But taking the MCAT, I took the MCAT this past summer, and then next steps would be just applying to medical school and getting some clinical work and stuff like that.
And then the rest hopefully is history, but you've got football to play here in the meantime. It sounds like you're having a ball. Take me through, you know, growing up in Minnesota, what it means also to come out of that tunnel at Huntington Bank Stadium, you know, for home games.
Oh, it's a dream come true. Every kid from Minnesota dreams about playing for the Golden Gophers. And I was a big Gopher hockey and football fan growing up, going to games. And I was always decked out in maroon and gold. So it's a blessing, and I'm extremely fortunate to be part of this program and be on that field on Saturday, and it's great to have my family close too.
Right, they come to games. I see your dad at practices a lot. I mean, that's got to be fun to be able to let them enjoy it along with you.
Yeah, they love it just as much as I do.
Very good. Hey, we're having fun watching. Keep it going.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Preston Jelen from Prior Lake.